Hello, my name is Dr. Sara Rosengren. I'm a professor of marketing and retailing at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. I am also one of the co-authors of Marketing 5th edition by Oxford University Press. In this podcast, I will talk about Chapter 3, Marketing Research and Customer Insight. In this chapter, we will define some of the key terms related to marketing research and customer insights, and we will try to explain the role of marketing research in marketing and in decision making. We will also discuss big data and the importance of ethics and a code of conduct in conducting marketing research. Towards the end of the chapter, we also discuss some of the challenges related to international marketing research. Okay, so let's get started. Marketing research and marketing is very closely linked. Understanding customers is at the very heart of the marketing concepts. And marketing research is a way to help you do that. Marketing research and market research are often used as synonyms. However, the terms are not interchangeable. Market research is work undertaken to determine the structural characteristics of an industry or a market. For example, it could be about understanding how large demand is, or what the market share among different actors are, or what customer characteristics are most prevalent in a specific market of interest. Marketing research, on the other hand, is work undertaken to understand how to make specific marketing strategy decisions. Marketing research could thus be concerned with issues such as pricing or sales forecasting or advertising effectiveness research or similar. Typically, the idea of conducting marketing research is that you should come up with customer insights that can help you make better decisions. Customer insights are generated based on the knowledge gained by different research activities. Information requires transformation to generate an insight. Customer insights are thus distinct from customer information, and they can be defined as an acquired deeper understanding of customers. Marketing research and customer insights are central to marketing. Understanding customers is at the core of the marketing concept, and the basic idea is that timely continuous marketing information that is transformed into insight should be used to support decision making. Research is thus a fundamental element of marketing practice. Marketing research is characterized by being systematic, meaning that the procedures followed in each step of the research process are methodologically sound, well documented, and as far as possible, planned in advance. Customer insights is typically derived from fusing knowledge generated from a range of different sources, including industry reports, Salesforce data, competitive intelligence, customer relationship management systems, employee feedback, social media, managerial intuition, etc., etc. A customer insight is of value if it's rare, difficult to imitate, and has potential use in formulating management decisions. So, marketing research plays an important role in the marketing decision-making process. It has a lot of different types of studies. It could be ad hoc studies and more continuous data collections. It could be industry reports, secondary data, and competitive intelligence. It could also be commissioned for specific purposes. What methodology you should use depends on the type of research problem or the type of managerial decision problem that you're experiencing. There are different types of research: exploratory, descriptive, causal. It also depends on the availability of data. Are there primary or secondary sources available that can help you with your need? And it's also dependent on the type of insight that you're seeking. It's more of a qualitative or a quantitative understanding that you're after. Typically, the marketing research process is systematic and comprised of five generic steps. The first one involves problem definition. This step is about developing a research brief in which the overall management problem facing the organization is translated into a more specific marketing research question. When commissioning marketing research, that is when you let somebody else do the research for you, the research brief is typically a key document and it's thoroughly discussed with the research company before proceeding with the project. The second step involves deciding on a research plan. At this stage, you develop a framework or a blueprint for how to go about the project, and this includes specifying the type of research objectives, the type of data sources, and the type of methodologies that you will use in the project. Once it is clear what type of research you will conduct, the research project is designed. The third step of the marketing research process deals with data collection and sampling. At this stage, we send out questionnaires, ask questions, run focus groups, or conduct ethnographic studies, whatever we've decided to do, depending on the decisions taken at the first design work stage. The fourth step involves data input, analysis, and interpretation. Here we use the analytical tools and quality assessments appropriate for the study design and come up with findings and customer insights. The final stage of the research project involves reporting the results and presentation of the findings. The results presented should, as far as possible, be free from bias, and marketing research data are of little use unless they're translated into a format that is meaningful to the manager or client who initially asked for the data or the research to be conducted. As a complement to traditional marketing research commissioned for a specific purpose, marketing researchers are increasingly using data that is already available to come up with insights. This practice is often referred to as big data or marketing analytics. Big data is the systematic gathering and interpretation of high volume, high velocity, and/or high variety information using cost-effective, innovative forms of information processes. The purpose of big data is to enable enhanced insight, decision-making, and process automation. The notion of big in big data typically refers to volume, velocity, and variety of the data. In this context, volume is the amount of data. Velocity is the speed of the data being recorded, often in real time. And variety refers to the fact that several different data sources are typically combined in big data analysis. Big data thus refer to a more comprehensive set of data than what has traditionally been used in marketing research. A key concern when you work with marketing research is ethics. Research projects typically involve asking consumers and customers about their personal information, what drives their buying behaviors, etc., etc. This means that their privacy needs need to be protected through the observance of a professional code of ethics, and also that you need to be aware of the relevant laws in the country where the research is conducted. In the European Union, the GDPR law and regulation is an important thing to keep in mind. Another key concern deals with using international data. International market research is complex because the differences in language, culture, infrastructure, and other factors which intervene in the data collection process, making it more difficult to obtain comparable equivalent data from different countries and regions. This needs to be taken into consideration when developing and when analyzing and when interpreting international marketing research. Okay, so that's it for now. Chapter 3. Hope you enjoyed the past couple of minutes. Take care.